Well, Max Scherzer, his boss, Andrew Friedman, said he didn't have his best stuff, but he was at his best when he needed to be, and he is standing by. He's going to have to bring even better stuff now, having to talk with David Vasse.
Yeah, Max Scherzer is shirtless and goggled. I mean, this is what you came to Los Angeles for, Max.
Yep, you want the opportunity to win, and sure as heck, we found a way to win tonight. And what an at-bat by, first off, Belly in the ninth inning to be able to draw the walk, to be able to get it to CT, and what a swing CT put on that slider. I mean, that's what wins the ballgame. It was a pins and needles game all night. Any pitch at any time could change the outcourse of the game. I'm just happy that we were able to do it.
It didn't look like you wanted to come out of the game. Max Scherzer never wants to come out of the game, but what can you say about the bullpen that kept the score where it was?
Right. You know, Doc understands it, and he knows where he wants each arm to be at. I ain't trying to cause meaning. I'm here to win. You know, if he makes that decision, he makes that decision. I know I'm good in that situation, but he also understands where he wants his guys. And so if he made that decision, you know, you got to have trust in your manager that he's here to win a game as much as you are.
Max, you always talk about the compete, and that's what you did tonight. Was it a struggle for you to get through those innings without some of your best stuff?
Yeah, I felt like in the fourth inning, I finally figured out the mechanic that I was looking for of getting my left elbow in line with home plate a little bit better. I felt like I was executing pitches from the fourth inning on fastballs away and sliders away much better. And so, you know, I didn't give up a lot of hard contact, but anything can happen in a postseason game and in one you know, elimination game. So, hey, just get out here with a win. I'm with the team, and I'm drinking champagne, drinking beer, and having a great time.
It's a little surreal here, being with you shirtless and goggled while your former Nationals teammates, Juan Soto, and your former batting coach, Kevin Long, were there supporting you. When did you realize they were there, number one, and what does it say about what a close-knit group you guys were in D.C.?
I knew a couple days ago. Trey didn't know, but I knew. It just, when you win a World Series together, you're forever bonded. There's a level of love that you have between each other, and for those two guys to be here for this game, you know, it's just the love that you have for one another and what they mean to Trey and I, and for them to be here is just just adds to the experience.
School is always in session with Max Scherzer, even if he doesn't have a shirt on, even though he's shivering and he's got the goggles on. Congratulations. It's always a pleasure to watch you do your work.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.